For many people, saying no can be tough, especially for someone in a position of authority. We're hardwired as humans to want to fit in and conform to those around us, and this can result in a hesitation to say no to others. Those of us with people-pleasing tendencies are familiar with their predispositions to be a yes person. But even those who don't consider themselves people-pleasers may still find it difficult to refuse a request. It's uncomfortable, and sometimes it feels like you're letting people down. Learning how to say no when it matters can make everyone's lives much easier, both in everyday relationships and in the workplace. The results of saying yes to everything, you're probably familiar with the chaos resulting from a workplace without boundaries, a workplace where people say yes to everything. In such environments, it's common for projects never to see completion, for team members to feel like they're playing catch-up with the ever-changing whims of stakeholders, and to have a pervasive lack of confidence around timelines because no one can be sure when or if anything will be finished. Using the word yes all the time creates constantly changing organizational priorities that make it impossible to stay on course and achieve long-term team objectives. In response, employees tend to focus on what's attractive to them personally, not necessarily projects aligned with the organization's goals. Create a reliable environment. When you don't say no to things you don't have time for, you overload yourself and do less than quality work or drop something else of importance. This struggle to keep your commitments leads to missed deadlines and subpar work. Your team loses trust in your ability to hit deadlines consistently, and the quality of your work suffers. You know your workload better than anyone. Advocating for it isn't just about self-preservation, it's about building trust. When you protect what's on your plate, you show your team and leaders that you can manage your responsibilities effectively. This builds confidence in your abilities and paves the way for growth within your role. The nuanced approaches of no. Saying no doesn't mean shutting down every request. It means managing priorities effectively. If a request is worth your team's time but not urgent, say, yes, just not right now. If it's urgent, you can say, yes, but we'll need to move something else off the table. This way, you satisfy stakeholders and ensure what they want is taken seriously without overwhelming yourself or your team. When stakeholders approach you with a new project that's out of your current scope, learn to respond with clarity. This project looks exciting. Here's the estimated workload and time it will take. And these are the projects that need to be completed first. Notice how you didn't have to say no, even though you've made no agreement to begin the project immediately? This response demonstrates that you're thinking critically about the company's priorities and that you're in control of the results of your work. It also allows stakeholders to relax and trust that you've got it covered because you're thinking about everything strategically and looking at it from a 30,000-foot view. Viewing your projects and your team's projects from a bird's-eye view is a skill that helps you advocate for your time, protect your workload, and keep projects moving forward. When you understand company priorities and how they translate to your roadmap, you can effectively advise your team and managers on the best plan of action. You can also back up your stance with actual data, strengthening your case. Embrace discomfort for better leadership. While saying no might be uncomfortable, it's a defining factor in what makes you a good leader, manager, or team member. It helps you follow through on your promises, build trust with your colleagues, and keep projects moving. Overcoming the fear of saying no ensures you deliver quality work and maintain a healthy, productive, reliable, and trustworthy work environment. In the end, saying no is about making thoughtful decisions that benefit everyone. So next time you feel that urge to say yes to everything, remember, a well-placed no can be your most powerful tool.